Good evening, and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. I'm here every Sunday night with the finest in jazz, and we are doing this year a series called Jazz Cities. And this month, we're going to take a look at musicians from the city of Chicago who were either born there or who were nurtured there earlier in their careers, or who had long careers in Chicago. So we're going to hear such groups as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and the Louis Armstrong Hot Five, King Oliver Creole Jazz Band, and Bix Beiderbecke. So that'll all be coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. Please stay tuned. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited and our show on musicians from Chicago. This is part one of two parts, and we're going to start with a very famous early group, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. And the group had, in addition to a bunch of New Orleans people, the pianist Elmer Schaeble, who was the arranger and director and the composer of Bugle Call Blues. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and we heard Bugle Call Blues, better known as Bugle Call Rag. That group had in it Elmer Schaeble, who was the pianist and arranger and director and composer of the tune. He was originally from East St. Louis, but moved to Chicago and was really nurtured in his jazz career there. He eventually ended up writing a lot of things for movies and commercial bands. We've got Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke and Jimmy Noon, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to have a set of three. The first one is a later edition of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings doing Jelly Roll Morton's London Blues. Jelly Roll Morton is on piano, Don Murray, a Chicagoan, on clarinet, and Ben Pollock, also a Chicagoan, on drums in 1923. Then we will hear the famous Dippermouth Blues with King Oliver and Louis Armstrong, Johnny Dodds and Lil Armstrong, all people who were nurtured by Chicago in their early careers. And then finally, Cornette Chop Suey, Louis Armstrong on the Hot Five, with Lil Armstrong on piano and Johnny Dodds on clarinet. And that's a 1926 recording.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Unlimited Show on Musicians of Chicago Part 1. We heard first the New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Don Murray on clarinet, Jelly Roll Morton on piano, Ben Pollock on drums. Murray and Pollock were Chicagoans, doing Morton's London Blues in 1923. Then the King Oliver Creole Jazz Band in 1923 also did Dippermouth Blues. That's King Oliver, Louis Armstrong on cornet, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Armstrong, piano. And they were all nurtured early in their careers in Chicago. Then we heard the Louis Armstrong Hot Five doing cornet chop suey with Armstrong, Johnny Dodds again, Lil Armstrong. And that's a 1926 recording. We've got Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis coming up. And now we have a station break, and we will hear the Lovey Austin Group with Johnny Dodds doing Jackass Blues from 1926. Then Big Spider Beck on cornet, Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax doing Singin' the Blues from 1927. And then finally, clarinetist Jimmy Noon doing Four or Five Times with Earl Hines on piano. Thank you.
if I die, I'm gonna try to do it for my
Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of three featuring artists born in or nurtured by Chicago. The first one was pianist Lovey Austin doing Jackass Blues from 1926, and she was a major influence on Mary Lou Williams. Then Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax did sing in the blues, both nurtured early in their careers in Chicago. And then finally, clarinetist, vocalist Jimmy Noon, along with pianist Earl Hines. Noon was a Chicagoan, Hines, Pittsburgher, but nurtured again in Chicago. Did four or five times from 1928. We've got a lot of music coming up, and we've got another set to play for you. And this set will include Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis doing a duet called Twos and Fuse, both Chicagoans from 1939. Then Cherry, the Chocolate Dandies, with Frank Teschemacher on clarinet and tenor in 1928. And then finally, Let Me Off Uptown, Chicagoan Anita O'Day doing the vocal with Roy Eldridge and the Chicagoan Gene Krupa Orchestra in 1941. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe.
What do you mean, Joe? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. Rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
This is Jazz Unlimited's Chicago Musicians, Part 1. We heard a set of three, Twos and Fuse, with Chicagoans Albert Ammons and Medlux Lewis on piano, recorded in 1939. Then we went back to the Chocolate Dandies in 1928, and that had a very number of very famous musicians, including Chicagoan Frank Peschmeicher, who was heard on tenor, and then Anita O'Day, vocalist, with the Gene Krupa Orchestra and Roy Eldridge. And O'Day and Krupa are both Chicagoans. Let Me Off Uptown from 1941. We have a station break, and we're going to hear first China Boy with Chicagoans Jimmy McPartland on trumpet and Bud Freeman on tenor, Milt Hinton on bass. Then It's Only a Paper Moon with the Nat King Cole Trio of Cole on piano, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller bass from 1943. And then Ahmad Jamal will do his very famous Poinciana. And Jamal is from Pittsburgh, but was nurtured in Chicago. Israel Crosby, a Chicagoan on bass. Vernell Fournier on drums. Recorded in 1958.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited and our show on part one of Chicago Musicians. The first one was Jimmy McPartland on trumpet with Bud Freeman on tenor, Milt Hinton on bass doing China Boy from 1957, all Chicagoans. Nat King Cole's It's Only a Paper Moon. Cole is a Chicagoan from 1943. And then finally, Ahmad Jamal on piano is Real Crosby on bass. Poinciana from 1958. I'd like to let you know that the second hour will feature a group that has all five Chicago-born musicians, and that will be coming your way following the station break. The tune is 31st and State, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Please stay tuned.